Well, good evening to you all. I was thinking what a great weekend this is. You know, our faith and our country and our family all come together in just a great celebration. So I hope for each of you, you and your family are going to enjoy a wonderful holiday weekend that lies ahead. But here we are in church. It is the Feast of Pentecost, one of the great high feasts of the church. You know, it was an ancient custom in many countries, especially in Europe, on this weekend to write down the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Holy Spirit and put them on sheets of paper, have people draw to see which gift or fruit that might be that they would give thanks for as it's seen in their family or themselves, or it might be something to pray for as well. Each person submitting then whatever name they drew to prayer, not only for themselves, but for the community. The gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit are for the common good, for the good of the whole church. Collectively, they give evidence that the Holy Spirit is at work in the church at Pentecost, in work for the good of the church. And so we should be on the lookout, right? The counts of Pentecost vary in the Gospels. In our Gospel today, it shows a quiet breath of God that gives new life and the gifts of the Spirit. While in the Acts of the Apostles, which was our first reading today, we have what is kind of a typical epiphany. That is to say, we had lightning and thunder, strong noise and fire, and the Holy Spirit coming down in force upon the apostles. Put simply, it means that the follower of Jesus is given the power through God's promise to further the reign of God. Jesus tells his disciples, receive the Holy Spirit so that they would be able to exercise judgment within the community. And any of you who have been confirmed have heard those same words said to you, right? And in fact, if you've been baptized, you have heard those words as well. Now, if we look back, the Spirit of God took hold of those first disciples with a force like a mighty wind, and they went on fire with faith and zeal for the reign of God, baptizing and confirming Christians who have been seized by that same Spirit. We too have been given these gifts meant for the service of others. Pentecost is not simply the birthday of the church. It is more than that. It's a feast that calls us out from behind those locked doors as the disciples hiding out of fear. A feast that reminds us that we are indeed people filled with the Holy Spirit, people with gifts that the world needs desperately. Wisdom for a world searching for meaning, knowledge for a world seeking insight, healing for a world that's torn apart by violence, prophecy for a world in need of direction. The power of the Spirit worked wonders in and through the lives of those first disciples. The power of the Spirit has worked wonders in and through the lives of believers down through the ages. What wonders will the Holy Spirit work in and through us today? Don't you wonder what will happen? Let's take a brief look at the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit, which of these will find its way into your prayer, into your life, into your fondest hopes. The gifts include wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to judge rightly about heavenly things, helping you order your life by God's priorities and God's truth. Understanding. A deeper penetration into the mysteries of faith, allowing you to comprehend fundamental truths of salvation. Counsel, also known as right judgment. The gifts that help you discern between right and wrong and seek God's guidance in moral decisions. Fortitude, courage, and endurance to do good and avoid evil, even in the face of difficulty or persecution or strong temptation or spiritual obstacles.
knowledge, the grace to judge correctly about matters of faith and how all creation relates to God, and to navigate properly your own spiritual journey. Piety, a deep reverence for God, giving you the disposition to be open to, worship, and obey God out of profound love rather than any sense of duty. And fear of the Lord, not a dread of punishment, but awe and in wonder and respect for God's majesty that helps us to avoid sin out of love for God. And these gifts are given to individuals and given to communities for the common good. We might ask, which of these gifts is most profoundly seen or needed here at St. Elizabeth Seton Parish, or in your own family, or your own self? Which do you need? The fruits of the Holy Spirit. They include love, selfless, unconditional care for others, a decision that we can make each day, joy, a deep, lasting gladness that is not dependent upon circumstances or anything outside of us, peace, tranquility and harmony with God and others, even in the chaos that sometimes is life in this world, patience, endurance, and the ability to endure difficult situations or people without retaliating, and kindness, a compassion or tender disposition, goodness, moral excellence, doing what is right in actions and in motives, faithfulness, loyalty, reliability, trustworthiness, gentleness, humility and mild-mannered, gracious approach to others, and self-control, the ability to govern one's desires, impulses, and actions. Now, one or two of these may have caught your attention this evening. They are certainly worth all of our deeper reflection. You can find them all listed in the Catechism, or I searched online, it's easy to find, or you can find them in the writings of Paul. I suggest that we each keep a printed copy nearby when we pray. Maybe stick it in your prayer book, because these should be meditated on daily as we reflect upon not only the influence of the Holy Spirit in our life, but also what do we pray for? Who do we want to become? The Spirit of God is at work in our world, and the world is renewed, our community revitalized, and we have come to know the mysterious yet pervasive peace of Christ. But has this really happened? Why do we look at the world and it is as it is? Why is there so much religious or ethnic rivalry? Why do we continue to make distinctions between Jew and Gentile, slave and free, woman or man? Distinctions that favor one at the expense of others. Why is there so little peace or comfort and solace? Why do we refuse to forgive or be reconciled? One wonders if Pentecost has been reduced down to a celebration of red vestments. Has the face of the earth really been renewed? I believe the answer to be yes, resoundingly yes. The Spirit has been poured forth and works wonders wherever human hearts are open to its prompting. The earth is renewed each time rivalries are resolved, distinctions recognized as welcome expressions of diversity. Peace restored, comfort offered, forgiveness granted. We are immersed in the vigor of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. All we have to do is open ourselves to it, and the reign of God will be born in our midst.
Let us proclaim then our faith in the Spirit of God given to us at Pentecost.